18. Hongo. She holds a chilled can of vending machine tonic water against the bump. Most of a pack of Kleenex Analog, splashed with tonic, has been used to sponge her forehead. The cab negotiates a narrow lane, the back of a concrete apartment building bristling unevenly with dozens of air conditioners, motorcycles shrouded under gray fabric. Boon Chu says something in Japanese, but not to the driver, speaking to his cellular headset. He looks back through the cab's rear window. More Japanese. "Have they found them?" she asks.
"No."
"Where did Taki go?"
"Up the street, walking fast, hung a left. He was the guy with the number?"
She resists the urge to check the palm of the hand holding the sweating can. What if the ink is running? "When did you get here?" meaning Japan.
"Right behind you. I was in coach."
"Why?"
"We were followed when we left the restaurant in Camden Town."
She looks at him.
"Young guy, brown hair, black jacket, followed us to the canal, watched us from up on the locks, with either a camera or a small pair of binoculars. Then he walked us back to the tube and stuck with me. Lost him in Covent Garden. He didn't make the lift."
This makes her think of the first time she'd read Sherlock Holmes, a one-legged Lascar seaman. "Then you followed me?" He says something in Japanese into his headset.
"I thought it would be a good idea to establish some kind of baseline in terms of what we've got here. Start from scratch. We're working for Big End. Are the people following us working for Big End? If not..."
"And?"
"No idea so far. I coasted past our two here last night and they were speaking Italian. That was when you were on your way to the Pink Zone."
"What were they saying?"
"I don't speak Italian."
She lowers the tonic water. "Where are we going now?"
"The bike is following us to make sure nobody else is. When we're positive of that, we'll go to a friend's apartment."
"They didn't find those men?"
"No. The one you headbutted is probably in a clinic now, getting his nose taped back into shape." He creases his forehead. "You didn't learn that studying marketing, did you?"
"No."
"They might be Blue Ant for all we know. You might have just broken the nose of a junior creative director."
"The next junior creative director who tries to mug you, you might break his nose too. But Italians who work in Tokyo ad agencies don't wear Albanian Prada knockoffs." The cab is on some kind of metropolitan freeway now, curving past woods and ancient walls. The palace. She remembers the path she imagined that morning, looking down from her room. She turns and looks back, trying to see the scooter, and discovers that her neck is painfully stiff. The walls and trees are beautiful, but blank, concealing a mystery.